ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं गिरदिवाचालं बंगुलंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपां वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्री परमानंद माधवं।
So today is the victory day of Lord Ramchandra, Ramchandra Vijaya Utsav. Ramchandra got victory over Ravana on this day in Sri Lanka. So today we have chosen the verse Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 10, text 23. एवं क्षीपन् धनुषि संधितं उत्ससर्ज बाणं सह वज्रं इव तत् हृदयं विभेद सह अस्त्री बमन दशमुखै न्यपतत विमानात् हा हा इति जलपति जने सुकृत इव रिक्तः। एवं क्षिपन् धनुषि संधितं उत्ससर्ज स वज्रं इव तद्हृदयं बिभेद सोऽसृग्वमं दशमुखैर्नपतद्विमानान् दहायेति जल्पति जने सुकृति वरिक्तः। एवं क्षिपन् धनुषि संधितं उत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रं इव तद्हृदयं बिभेद सश्रुग्वमं दशमुखपतद्विमान धायेति जल्पति जने सुकृति वरिक्तः।
yeah.
एवं चि बंधन से संधितसर्ज बाण स वज्रमिव तदृदय बिभेद शस्रोग्वमन्द समखेरन पतर विमान महेति जल प्रति जने सुकृति वरिक्त एवं क्षिपन्दनुषि सन्धितङ्गोत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शस्रुर्व मन्द समुखैर्नप तद्विमाना आहेति जल्पति जने सुकृते वरिक्तः एवं क्षिपन्धनुषि सन्धितमुत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शस्रुर्वमन्द समुखैर्नप तद्विमान ध्यायेति जल्पति जने सुकृति वरिक्तः मतजिस एवं क्षिपन्धनुषि सन्धितमुत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शस्रुर्वमन्द समुखैर्नप तद्विमान ध्याहेति जल्पति जने सुकृति वरिक्तः एवं इन दिस वे क्षिपन् चास्टाइजिंग रावण धनुषि अंधिबो संधितम फिक्स्ड एन एरो उच्चसर्ज रिलीज टुवर्ड्स हिम बाणम द आरो शाह दैट आरो वज्रंग इव लाइक ए थंडर बोल्ट तत् हृदयम् दि हार्ट ऑफ रावण विभेद पीर्स सह ही रावण अस्त्रिक ब्लड बमन भमिटिंग दशमुखे थ्रो दि टेन माउथ्स न्यपतत फेल डाउन विमानात फ्रॉम हिज एयरप्लेन हा हा अलास व्हाट हैपेंड इति दस जलपति रोरिंग जने व्हेन ऑल द पीपल प्रेजेंट देयर सुकृति इव लाइक ए पायस मैन रिक्तः When the results of his pious activities are finished. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramchandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow which pierced Ravan's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravan's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, Alas, alas, what has happened? What has happened? As Ravana, vomiting blood from his ten mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kshine punne martya lokam visanti. When the results of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruitive activities of this material world are such that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within the material world according to different conditions. For neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches of repeated birth and death. Somehow or other, Ravana was raised to an exaltation as the king of a great kingdom with all material opulences. But because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable. Bereft of the results of pious activities, one must fall down like Ravana and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvane nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions. But when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Ravana or those like him may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position. Because after all, they are bound by the results of their karma, karmana daiva netrena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah ahankar vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of this of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by material nature. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's laws.
जय श्री श्री गौर निताय श्री कृष्ण बलराम राधा सन सुंदर तपसा देवी की जय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं शाग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सगणलयिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं स। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिकाकन्द
ರಾಧಾಕಂತ ನಮಸ್ತತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗೇ ರಾಧೇ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ಮಾವದಾನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಯ ತೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿಸೇ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಏವಂ ಕ್ಷಿಪಂ ಧನುಷಿ ಸಂಧಿತ ಉತ್ಸಸರ್ಜ ಬಾಣಂಸ ವಜ್ರಮಿವ ತದ್ ಹೃದಯ ಬಿಭೇದ ಸುಸ್ತೃಗ್ಮಂದ ಸಮುಖೈರ್ನ್ಯಪತದ್ ವಿಮಾನ ಹಾಯೇತಿ ಜಲ್ಪತಿ ಜನೇಶ ಕೃತಿ ವರಿಕ್ತ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವೈಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಿಂಗ್ the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra in brief, it's explaining how Lord Ramchandra killed the most powerful demon king Ravana by piercing his heart with his thunderbolt like arrow. So as we know that Lord Ramchandra's pastimes are very famous, and specially Lord Ramchandra has almost occupied the heart of most of the Indian people for his super excellent behavior in the form of a human being. Lord Ramchandra, though he was the supreme personality of Godhead, he appeared as a human being, and he set the example for the human beings to follow in every respect of life. He acted as an ideal king, he acted as an ideal husband, he acted as an ideal brother, and he also acted as an ideal father. So in every respect, the human beings are supposed to follow the footsteps of Lord Ramchandra, the way he has set example for mankind. That's why most of the people, they are attracted through Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, by which they can learn the path of truthfulness and lead their life in a right direction. That's why Lord Ramchandra is called Maryada Purushottam. Lord Ramchandra never violated any etiquette. He always, though he was the supreme person, personality of Godhead, but still, just to set the example for mankind, He never violated the etiquette. That's why he's called Maryada Purushottam. But Lord Krishna, he's called Leela Purushottam. He exhibited his super excellence in performing the pastimes. And he exhibited as himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though he was acting like a human being, but his pastimes are super excellent, supernatural pastimes. No human being can perform. Lord Ramchandra performed pastimes like a human being. But Lord Krishna performed pastimes not like a human being. When he lifted Govardhan Hill at the age of 7, a 7-year-old boy can never do this. But Lord Krishna did it. So he proved his super excellence, his supremacy, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he's called Leela Purushottam. When he was only 6 days old, as a child, Lord Krishna killed the demoness Putana just by sucking her breast, who had come to kill Lord Krishna by putting Kalakuta poison on her breast. So, we can see in Krishna's pastimes, no human child can do this. But Lord Ramchandra, he never exhibited such pastimes. He always acted like a human being or human child. And always followed the etiquette to set the example. And as far as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is concerned, he is called Prema Purushottam. Though he was the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Brajendra Nandana Krishna, Brajendra Nandana Jai, Sachisuta Haila Sai, Balaram Haila Nitai. So Brajendra Nandana Krishna became Sachisuta, the son of Mother Sachi. And he exhibited the supreme excellence of love. Love for Krishna. Though he was Krishna himself, because he had accepted the mood of Srimati Radharani to release the glories of Radharani's love. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrusobhanaya Swadya Jena Dhuta Madhurima Kidrusobhamadiya. So, Lord Krishna came for 3 reasons. These are the internal reasons. To release the glories of Radharani's love. To release his own sweetness, which Radharani and also the happiness. Swadya Jena Dhuta Madhurima Kidrusobhanaya Kidrusobhamadiya Sakhyam Chasya Madanu Bhavata Kidruso Vetti Lobhat. So, what Radharani releases in Krishna's love, also Krishna wanted to taste that. And because Krishna was the object of love, that's why he could not release these things. One has to become the ashraya or the shelter of love. Then only one can release these things, and Radharani was the shelter of Krishna's love. So they decided to accept the bodily effulgence or bodily form of Srimati Radharani and the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. And always, though he was Krishna himself in Radharani's mood, he was always feeling separation from Krishna. That's why he was, when he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he was feeling ecstatic in his heart, feeling the separation from Krishna. And he was in that way releasing the mood of separation. So that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Prema Purushottam. So Lord Ramchandra, when he appeared, as we all know, that he appeared in the dynasty of Raghu. He was the son of Maharaj Dasaratha, and he appeared with his three other brothers, who were his expansions. They are all Vishnu Tattvas. Ramchandra, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna. All the four brothers. So they are all Vishnu Tattvas. And as Lord Krishna has described in Bhagavad Gita, the purpose of his appearance, paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma sanstapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. The Lord appears to protect his devotees. This is his main reason of his appearance. Killing demons and establishing religion is subsidiary. This is not the primary reason of Krishna's appearance. The primary reason of Krishna's appearance is to protect his devotees. Then at the same time he kills the demons and establishes the religion or religious principles. So Lord Ramchandra, he came to protect his devotees, the sages, who were in the forest performing austerities and were constantly being harassed by the demons. So they were praying to the Supreme Lord to get rid of these demons. Though the sages had all power to kill the demons, but they did not utilize their power to kill the demons, because that was not the business of the sages to kill demons. This was the business of the Kshatriya kings or the administrators who were supposed to protect the subject, who are supposed to protect the citizens of the kingdom. That's why when Lord Ramchandra appeared in the dynasty of Raghu and he was in his almost later childhood stage, in Kaisara stage, when Vishwamitra came to ask Dasaratha to take Lord Ramchandra with him so he could kill the demons. But that time Dasaratha was so affectionate towards Lord Ramchandra that he didn't to send him with the sage Vishwamitra. But at the same time he was very afraid of Vishwamitra, because he was thinking that Vishwamitra, if I don't send my son Ramchandra with him, he might curse me, and in this way my forefathers will be also destined to hell and I will be also destined to hell. So he was feeling that utmost separation from Lord Ramchandra, and he was in dilemma what to do in this situation, because it was his duty to fulfill the desire of Vishwamitra. So at the end, by the advice of Vasishtha, who was the priest of Dasaratha, because Vasishtha knew the power of Vishwamitra. So Vasishtha It's Dasaratha that actually Vishwamitra had the power to kill the demons. But he is asking for Lord Ramchandra just to teach him the many weapons, divine weapons, by which Lord Ramchandra will be very powerful. Actually, Lord Ramchandra was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, though he did not need to be taught by anyone, but he was performing his humanly pastimes in this way. So Dasaratha was pacified by Vasishtha and at last he agreed. And Vishwamitra taught Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, because though Vishwamitra did not ask for Lakshman, but Dasaratha sent Lakshman to accompany Lord Ramchandra to help him while killing the demons. So Vishwamitra taught many divine weapons to Lord Ramchandra, and in this way Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, we all know, they were taught by Vishwamitra and they killed Taraka and other demons and protected the sacrifice of the sages. Then they also broke Lord Shiva's bow in Mithila, where Janak Maharaj had a swayamvar ceremony for Mother Sita. So in that way, Lord Ramchandra married Sita Devi, and also all the other three brothers were married to Sita Devi's sisters. That way, they all got married, all the four brothers came back to Ayodhya, and Maharaj Dasaratha wanted to enthrone Lord Ramchandra. But Lord Ramchandra, though he was not very much attached to the throne, but still Maharaj Dasaratha wanted to enthrone him and retire from the administration. So when he was preparing for that, then the demigods thought that if Lord Ramchandra is going to become king of Ayodhya, then who was going to kill the demons in the forest? And specifically, at that time Ravana was a very powerful demon. And under his care, so many other demons were harassing the saintly persons. And Ravana had a boon that no demigods or demons could kill him. Of course, Ravana did not care for human beings or monkeys. That's why he did not ask for this boon to be protected from human beings and animals. So he did not ask for this boon. He only asked for to be protected from demons and demigods. So no demons and demigods could kill him. That's why when Lord Ramchandra came, he came as a human being to kill Ravana. So in this way, demigods thought that if Lord Ramchandra will stay in the kingdom and rule the kingdom, then all these demons would be harassing all the saintly persons. And all the demons, specifically Ravana, would be harassing the demigods were so afraid of Ravana. Actually, to save their life, they were following the order of Ravana. Whatever Ravana would say, the demigods would, with folded hands, would accept his order. Because they could not do anything to Ravana. He was so powerful. And Ravana actually wanted to change the law of nature. Generally, the demons think like this. So Ravana wanted to go to heaven himself, and not only himself, he wanted everyone should go to heaven. And for that, he wanted to make a staircase to heaven, so everyone could easily go to heaven. No one has to perform any pious activity. Generally, according to the law of nature, if someone performs pious activity, then he would be promoted to heavenly planets. But Ravana thought that without performing pious activity, I would make easier for everyone to go to heaven. Like nowadays the demoniac scientists are thinking to go to moon planet or heavenly planets. Moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. So they are thinking they can go to the heavenly planet by machines, by airplanes or rockets. So the same thing Ravana was also thinking in those days. He was thinking no one should perform any pious activity, no need. Everyone, I would build a staircase to heaven, so everyone could go easily to the heavenly planet and enjoy heavenly happiness. That was the purpose of Ravana, though he was not successful in this. Like this, they would never be successful to go to heavenly planets. So, in this way, the demigods, they were actually very helpless in front of Ravana. And they were all following Ravana's order, except Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. These three demigods were not controlled by Ravana, but all other demigods were controlled by Ravana. So in this way, the demigods thought that if Lord Ramchandra would stay in Ayodhya and rule the kingdom, then who is going to kill Ravana? And if he continues his terror, then we would be always victimized by him and would be suffering. And the purpose of Lord Ramchandra's appearance was to protect his devotees, and demigods were also his devotees. To kill the demon was the subsidiary cause for Lord Ramchandra's appearance. So the demigods made an arrangement. Because Lord Ramchandra was going to be enthroned as the king of Ayodhya, so the demigods requested Saraswati Devi to sit in the throat of Kaikeyi, Maharaj Dasaratha's favorite queen, Kaikeyi. The second queen was Kaikeyi. And she was very favorite of Maharaj Dasaratha. And Kaikeyi was very, very affectionate to Lord Ramchandra. Even she was more affectionate to Lord Ramchandra than her own son, Bharata. But because the demigods requested Saraswati Devi to sit in the throat of Kaikeyi and speak the words which will be unfavorable for Lord Ramchandra's coronation. So just the previous night when Bharata was not in Ayodhya and Bharata was in maternal uncle's house, and Manthara, actually Saraswati sat in the throat of Manthara, and Manthara gave this advice to Kaikeyi that you see your son is not here and Maharaj Dasaratha is going to enthrone Lord Ramchandra tomorrow. So I think there is a conspiracy behind it. Maharaj Dasaratha is thinking that if your son would come back from maternal uncle's house, then he would not be able to enthrone Lord Ramchandra as the king of Ayodhya. That's why Bharat was sent to maternal uncle's house, and in the meantime, in Bharat's absence, he is going to enthrone Ramchandra as the king of Ayodhya tomorrow. Even he is not waiting for Bharat's arrival. And this message also has not been sent to Bharat. So you see, there is a conspiracy behind it, and now you should speak up. Don't remain silent. So mantra actually inspired Kaikeyi to go against Lord Ramchandra's coronation. And Kaikeyi, angry, hearing this from Manthara, and went to the solitary house where the angry queens used to go. So then when the king will hear, then king will understand that the queen is angry, if the queen is in that house. Anger house. So when Maharaj Dasaratha, after consulting with Vasishtha about the arrangements of Lord Ramchandra's coronation, came to give this good news to Kaikeyi, because Maharaj Dasaratha had nothing in mind and no conspiracy had taken place, but this was all demigods' arrangement. So Manthara spoke like this, and he actually put poison in Kaikeyi's mind. Manthara put poison. Poisoned her intelligence. So when Dasaratha went to see Kaikeyi, she heard from the attendants of Queen's Palace that Kaikeyi had gone to the anger house where the angry queens used to go. Then Dasaratha could think that something might have gone wrong. So he was very thoughtful. What has happened to Kaikeyi? And when he went to see Kaikeyi, and he saw Kaikeyi had thrown out her ornaments, thrown out her royal garments, and her hairs have, the braid is opened, and in that position Kaikeyi was lying in the ground. And Maharaj Dasarath wanted to pacify Kaikeyi, but Kaikeyi could not be. So then Maharaj Dasarath wanted to know what was the reason of her anger. And Manthara had already instructed Kaikeyi that when Dasarath would come to pacify her, what benediction she should ask from Dasarath. So then Kaikeyi told Maharaj Dasarath, because once when Dasarath was fighting for the demigods with the demons, once Maharaj Dasarath was hurt by an arrow in the battlefield and he felt unconscious. And that time Kaikeyi was driving Maharaj Dasarath's chariot. And she took away Maharaj Dasarath from the battle and saved Maharaj Dasarath's life. And Maharaj Dasarath, being very happy, and Kaikeyi had told her and asked her to give a benediction. And that time Kaikeyi had told that I will ask this benediction when the proper time would come. So now Kaikeyi reminded Maharaj Dasarath about that benediction. That you remember once you had promised to give me a benediction? Maharaj Dasarath said, yes, I had promised you to give a benediction. So now I want that benediction from you. Then Maharaj Dasarath said, okay, you asked me what benediction you want. Then Kaikeyi said, I want that Ramchandra should be banished from the kingdom for 14 years. And instead, my son Bharat, king of Ayodhya. When Maharaj Dasaratha heard this, he immediately felt unconscious. He could not tolerate this. To banish Lord Ramchandra for 14 years from Ayodhya. Because Lord Ramchandra was so affectionate to Maharaj Dasaratha. He could not tolerate the banishment of Lord Ramchandra. So he felt unconscious immediately. Still, Kaikeyi's heart did not change. So, after some time, Maharaj Dasaratha regained his consciousness and he was crying and he requested Kaikeyi. He said that if you want, I can make your son Bharata the king of Ayodhya. I don't mind for that. But don't ask for the first benediction to banish my favorite son Ramchandra to the forest for 14 years. I cannot tolerate the separation of Ramchandra. If Lord Ramchandra will go to the forest, I will surely die. I will not survive. But Kaikeyi did not hear this. Because Kaikeyi was anticipating if Lord Ramchandra would stay and Bharata will be the king of Ayodhya, then there will be mutiny in this country, state. Because Lord Ramchandra was very favorite of the citizens. Then the citizens will go against Bharata. And that was the reason she wanted to banish Lord Ramchandra. And when Lord Ramchandra heard this, though Maharaj Dasaratha could not tell this thing to Lord Ramchandra or did not even order to go to the forest, as soon as Lord Ramchandra heard this, as an obedient son, understanding his father's situation, he went to his father and pacified Maharaj Dasaratha. My dear father, you don't have to worry for this. Because you had promised to my mother Kaikeyi and you are supposed to follow your words, to keep your promise. So to keep your promise, I am ready to go to the forest for 14 years. So please allow me to go to the forest. Maharaj Dasaratha could not tolerate this thing. And hearing from Lord Ramchandra, he again felt unconscious. Anyway, Lord Ramchandra pacified him and then went to the mothers to take leave to go to the forest. He gave up his royal dress, and when Lord Ramchandra was about to leave for the forest, then Lakshmana, who was very affectionate to Lord Ramchandra, his eternal companion, he also wanted to go with Lord Ramchandra. So Lord Ramchandra allowed Lakshmana. So Lakshmana and Ramchandra were ready. Then Sita, as the most chaste wife of Lord Ramchandra, wanted to go with Lord Ramchandra to the forest. Lord Ramchandra said, "You are the princess and you have not seen the forest ever. And you cannot tolerate the situation in the forest. You have to walk through the pebbles and thorns in the forest and there will be no royal food in the forest. You have to live with fruits and roots. So you cannot perform this austerity as the princess of Mithila. So better you stay at home. I have got this banishment order. You have not got the banishment order. But Mother Sita said, as a wife, this is my duty, that wherever is the husband, I should be helping the husband in that situation. If the husband is living with fruits and roots, it is the duty of the wife to live with the same fruits and roots. If the husband is moving in the forest, this is the wife's duty to move in the forest with the husband in spite of all inconveniences. So, I cannot stay without you. So, when Lord Ramchandra heard Sita Devi's determination, he also agreed to take Sita Devi. And in this way, all three went to the forest, and we all know that what hardship they had to undergo in the forest. And in this way they spent most of the time in the forest, and Lord Ramchandra had to kill many demons in the forest. But when they were at Panchavati, that time Ravan's sister came, Surpanakha came with lusty desire. And Lord Ramchandra, first she approached Lord Ramchandra, then Lord Ramchandra sent Surpanakha to Lakshman. And Lakshman cut Surpanakha's nose and ears. So Surpanakha was very furious. And she went to say this thing about Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman to Ravana. Surpanakha went to Ravana and said that these two princes, they are moving in the forest, and the elder one has a very beautiful wife. She described Sita's beauty in front of Ravana. Ravana became very lusty. And he wanted to get Sita. That's why Ravana sent Maricha to take the form of a golden deer to divert the attention of Lord Ramchandra. So when Maricha came as a golden deer, so that time Sita was very attracted to the golden deer, because generally in the forest no golden deers are seen. This was a very exceptional case. So Sita Devi wanted that Lord Ramchandra should go and bring this deer to her. So when Lord Ramchandra told Sita Devi that this is not actually the golden deer, some demons have accepted this form, Sita Devi did not actually listen. So Lord Ramchandra went to get this golden deer, but told Lakshman to guard Sita, because he understood that the demon, this may be the method of the demons to distract me and steal Sita. Lord Ramchandra knew this thing. So he told Lakshman to protect Sita. And when Lord Ramchandra chased the golden deer and shot his arrow, then the deer was shouted the name of Lakshman. Oh Lakshman, as if Lord Ramchandra was shouting for help. So the deer shouted in the same tone of Lord Ramchandra. Oh Lakshmana, oh Lakshmana. So then what she thought, Lord Ramchandra is in trouble. Maybe the demons have attacked him. So he she persuaded Lakshman to go and help Lord Ramchandra. But Lakshman said, I know it very well that no one could defeat Lord Ramchandra. And this is not actually the bias of Lord Ramchandra. So you don't worry for this, and Lord Ramchandra has ordered me to protect you. But Sita was very insistent. And even she rebuked Lakshmana for not going to help Lord Ramchandra. So when Lakshman heard Sita rebuking and actually accusing him of not going to help his brother, then Lakshmana thought this is the order of the destiny. And he knew what was going to happen. So at least to protect Sita, he drew a line on the edge of the arrow. Three lines. That is called Lakshmana Rekha. And requested Mother Sita not to, in any circumstances, not to cross those lines and go beyond that. That was a protective ring for Mother Sita. And when Ravana came, then Lord Lakshmana went to Lord Ramchandra. In the meantime, Ravana came in the guise of a sannyasi to steal Sita. But Ravana also knew that Lakshmana had put those lines. So when he was begging, then Sita, a sannyasi, has come, and it is the duty of the householder to give alms to these beggars or sannyasis, sadhus. So Sita was coming to give alms to Ravana. But Sita was behind this Lakshmana Rekha. And Ravana knew that if Sita would stay behind the Lakshmana Rekha and give alms, he could not steal Sita. So Ravana asked Sita to take away those three lines with her own hand. Remove those three lines. And when Sita actually removed those three lines with her own hand, actually fire came out from those lines. Actually, the fire god was protecting Sita. Fire came out for some time, and then the fire was extinguished. And when Sita was giving alms, Ravana. So actually, in Kurma Purana it has been described that when the fire came out, the real Sita entered into the fire. And Maya Sita came out from the fire. And the Sita Ravana took was this Maya Sita, not the real Sita. So we know that Madurai Brahman, Ramdas Vipra, who was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra, who was fasting by hearing that Ravana took Sita Devi, and he had invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for lunch, but he had not cooked anything for him. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that this Brahmana was in distress and he had not cooked anything, he asked the reason. Then that Brahmana said that Lakshmana has gone to the forest. So when you will bring the fruits and roots, then Sita Devi would cook. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated the mood of that Brahmana, that he was in the mood of Lord Ramchandra's servant, and he was thinking about Lord Ramchandra's pastimes in the forest. And then some or other that Brahmin cook immediately, quickly for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he understood that he had invited him and not cooked for him. But he gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat, but he himself did not eat. He fasted. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you fasting? So then the Brahman said that this demon Ravana took Mother Sita, stole Mother Sita. How could one touch Mother Sita's body, Sita's hand? So I am very much distressed of this and I want to give up my life by hearing this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified that Brahmana that actually Ravana did not take the real Sita. Ravana had no power to touch the body of Sita. He took only Maya Sita. So the Brahman was pacified. Then he took prasad. But to testify his statement, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Rameswaram, he got Kurma Puran there. And in Kurma Puran, this describes that actually Ravana took the original Sita. So Maya Sita was taken or kidnapped by Ravana. So anyway, and we know that Lord Ramchandra had to come back and he was feeling separation of Sita and he was wandering in the forest in search of Sita and crying like a human being. So in this way, he got the association of the monkeys, especially headed by Sugriva and Hanuman. He killed Vali, and with the monkey soldiers, after getting the news from Jatayu that Ravana has taken Sita, he wanted to attack Lanka. And all these monkey soldiers were not ordinary monkeys. All the demigods had appeared in the form of the monkeys to help Lord Ramchandra to kill Ravana. So, when Lord Ramchandra went with his monkey soldiers to the sea beach and sitting there for 3 days, waiting that the ocean would come, Varuna would come, who is the king of ocean. He would come to him. And when he did not come, then Lord Ramchandra was very angry on the ocean. And when he was looking towards the ocean with angry eyes, then the ocean was agitated. And the animals in the ocean were also very fearful. Then the ocean appeared in front of Lord Ramchandra. With folded hands, he prayed to Lord Ramchandra and begged forgiveness and said that I could not understand your glories. Because Lord Ramchandra was acting like a human being, the ocean thought this must be a human being. But then he said that I did not understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you can use me the way you want. You can walk over me and go to Lanka to fight with Ravana. But I request you that please build a bridge over me. So in future, your glories will be spread all over the universe. The people will glorify you for this act. So under the request of the ocean, Lord Ramchandra, with the help of the monkey soldiers, he built a bridge over ocean, which is still now we can see under the ocean. That bridge is still there. And went to Lanka. And when Lord Ramchandra attacked of Lanka, Ravana was not actually caring about Ramchandra, thinking him as an ordinary human being. And though he was trying to seduce Sita, but Sita could not be seduced. And Ravana sent his soldiers, his commanders, his sons for the battle with Lord Ramchandra. But all were killed by Lord Ramchandra and Lakshmana and by his army. And when Ravana saw that all his sons and soldiers were killed by Lord Ramchandra and his army, Ravana at last he came himself, riding on his flowery aeroplane. He came to attack Lord Ramchandra. So that time, when Lord Ramchandra saw Ravana for the first time, he rebuked Ravana. Lord Ramchandra rebuked Ravana because Lord Ramchandra also was riding a very brilliant, effulgent airplane, a chariot, which was being driven by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. So in this way, when Lord Ramchandra saw Ravana, Ravana was in the flower aeroplane and Lord Ramchandra was with chariot, and they met in the sky actually. So then Lord Ramchandra rebuked Ravana. He said, "You are a dog. Like a dog enters into someone's kitchen and steals the things from the kitchen without the knowledge of the owner of the kitchen. In the same way, when we are absent in our cottage, you have stolen my wife Sita. So as the Yamaraj punishes the sinful people in the hell, I will punish you like Yamaraj, as your Kala, the time." So saying this, Lord Ramchandra put his arrow in the bow and released the arrow towards Ravana. But actually, when Lord Ramchandra shot the arrow, Ravana had 10 heads. That's why he was called Dasanana. 10 heads, with 10 heads. As soon as Lord Ramchandra would cut off one head of Ravana, then another head will come up in the same place. So, Lord Ramchandra was cutting off the heads of Ravana one after another, but again the heads were coming up. So Lord Ramchandra was surprised with this miraculous endeavor of Ravana. So then Lord Ramchandra at last, he shot the arrow to the heart of Ravana. So this verse says this thing: "Evam kshipan dhanushi sandhitam utsasarja." So after rebuking Ravana, now Lord Ramchandra shot the arrow from his bow, which was banansa vajram eva. That arrow was just like a thunderbolt of Indra. Why this comparison has been given? Because Lord Indra's thunderbolt never goes in vain. Indra's thunderbolt will hit the target. It will never go in vain. In the same way, Lord Ramchandra's arrow, like Vajra, he was very forceful, and like Vajra is very forceful and very powerful, and never go in vain. In the same way, Lord Ramchandra's arrow was very forceful, very powerful, like Vajra. And it hit Hridayam, Ravan's heart, Vibheda. It pierced the heart of Ravan. Sastrugvamandasamukher nepatad vimanat. And when Lord Ramchandra's arrow hit the heart, pierced the heart of Ravana, then that was very fatal. Ravana vomited blood from his 10 mouths. Blood came out. And as soon as the blood came out from the 10 mouths of Ravana, Ravana fell from his airplane, flowery airplane. Nepatat. Haha jalpeti jane sukruti varikta. So when Ravana was flying in the flowery aeroplane and fell down being hit by the arrow of Lord Ramchandra, then the men, Ravana's followers, those who were there in the battlefield, they started shouting, "Alas, alas, what has happened? What has happened?" Because they were thinking Ravana was invincible. No one could kill Ravana. So they were all surprised seeing the miraculous deed of Lord Ramchandra. And all this time they were all thinking Lord Ramchandra was just an ordinary human being. But when Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana, so they were all surprised, what has happened? What has happened? They started roaring. So here Srila Sukadeva Goswami again comparing Ravana's falling down from the airplane, like someone has performed pious activity, a great endeavor. And as the result of the pious activity, one goes to the heavenly planet to enjoy in the heavenly planet. Generally, in the material world, we see everyone wants to enjoy in this planet, and more enjoyment is there in the heavenly planet, so they all want to go to heaven. When someone dies, then generally people say, oh, he has gone to heavenly planet, Sargavas. He has attained heaven. Because they think this is the ultimate goal of life, to attain heavenly planet, to get heavenly enjoyment. But Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that even this heavenly enjoyment is temporary. It is not permanent. You perform so much endeavor to perform pious activity, go to the heaven, enjoy for some time, some material enjoyment, which is temporary, but then, khine punne martalokam vishanti. And when the pious activity, then again you will come down to this earthly planet. Then again you will endeavor for something else. So this is going on. If you perform pious activity, you will be elevated to the higher planets. If you perform impious activity, you go down to lowest planetary systems. You go down to hell. So, whether one performs pious activity or impious activity, one will be rotating within this material world, whether heaven or hell. Brahmaloka or Pataloka. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartinurcha. So, actually, an intelligent person would not waste his time in performing this pious activity or impious activity. Because this will be keeping him in this bondage of this material world. An intelligent person should try and utilize his time to perform devotionals at the lotus feet of Krishna. And that will release one from this clutches of Maya, from this bondage of this material world. When one serves Krishna's lotus feet, then he will be directly going to the spiritual world, where there is no birth, no death. And one can have eternal enjoyment in Krishna's eternal kingdom. That is the real enjoyment we can enjoy with Krishna. As long as we want to enjoy without Krishna, that endeavor will be futile. That will not be successful. But when we want to enjoy with Krishna and we endeavor to satisfy Krishna in devotional service, then our human life will be successful. So here today on this auspicious date, Lord Ramchandra, by killing Ravana, he established the fact, though for some time the impious person may flourish, like Ravana flourished by performing impious activity, by performing demoniac activity, he flourished. And he had a golden Lanka. He was so powerful and he was so developed, and his kingdom was full of palaces made of gold. So that state, who was so powerful and who was so rich, and his kingdom was full of golden palaces, but that civilization did not last because of his impious activity. Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana and destroyed Lanka. So that means the impious deeds someone may perform and someone may flourish for some time, but that will not last long. The virtue will take over the impious deeds. So Lord Ramchandra, he actually killed Ravana, and in this way he delivered his eternal servant. Those Ravana and Kumbhakarna, they were previously Jaya and Vijaya. In the second birth they had appeared as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And actually Lord Ramchandra established the over the vice. And this is called Vijaya Dasami. Today is called Vijaya Dasami. Vijaya means victory. So on this day, the virtue became victorious over vice. And Lord Ramchandra established this fact. For some time it may seem the vice is taking over. But ultimately the virtue will take over. The victory will be for the virtue. So Lord Ramchandra established the fact by killing Ravana and in this way protecting his devotees, the demigods, the sages, those who are waiting for him, to relieve them from these miseries inflicted by the demons. So in this way, today we are glorifying Lord Ramchandra's victory, and let the victory of Lord Ramchandra bestow upon us the good fortune, so we'll be always following the victorious path followed by Lord Ramchandra, and in this way we can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and attain eternal service at His lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Bhagavan Ramchandra ki jai. Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Bhaktanuman ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gauranitai ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. Itai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.